Hi. How are you?
How are you asking how I am or how they are? Because you already know how I am. We've been talking for 20 minutes. Hi. Hi, everybody. Hello.
If you did not see the new Wall of Shame entry from yesterday, there was one, courtesy of Judy. Judy is very upset with the fact that I talk about Governor DeSantis. In the way that I do, which is, of course, to say his name like that. She is so mad.
And then I purr. I come in and I purr. It's a shtick we got, Judy. It's a shtick.
She's so mad about it. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So she wrote me just a really super mean email yesterday to tell me how inappropriate it was and how I'm trying. What did she say? She said, I am trying to, like, basically compete with his wife for his attention, and I'm just like, oh my Lord.
Have you seen her?
I can't compete with that.
we're not doing that.
But also, I don't want to, because this is a joke, and anyone that knows me and knows my husband at all understands that. So I told Judy I wrote in the post that I was gonna be putting my guys again, just because I felt like it would trigger her.
They look good. They look good in your pseudo dining room / office.
Right. So that's why they're back. You should definitely go to chicksontheright.com and read that post about Judy. Don't be like Judy, you guys. Don't be like a humorless hag like Judy. Just avoid that at all costs.
Right.
We need to talk about our friends at GenuCell.com because they have a really cool special going on right now, you guys. GenuCell.com/chicks. So right now, if you get two things, you go to the website and you're like, ooh, I need that and I need that. Two things will get you 20% off. If you get three things, it's 30% off. If you get four things, half off your order, half off. And they are going to send you the immediate effects for free. That's the under the eye stuff with your order. You should definitely check out the Ultra Retinol Cream. We've been talking about that for several weeks, and that's because we love it so much. That's another great product to try. And listen, it's free shipping all the time. You don't need a code. In fact, all you need is just the landing page. GenuCell.com/chicks will get you the 20, 30, or 50% off your order. So check them out. You're going to love them.
Also, make sure you check us out at chicksontheright.locals.com.
Please
Locals
do.
Locals is the place to be. Yeah, Locals is good. Also, Twitter apparently is good now. It's a good place to be. Check us out there too at Chicks on Right.
Well, and I'm glad that you mentioned Locals because as a result of this story, I just wanted to give a shout out to my father-in-law who is in our Locals subscription group. He goes by AtlasShrugged75. And he commented about Judy and was just like, you know, Mach is like the best wife and best daughter-in-law. And like, he so had my back. You know what I mean? I it was just so sweet. Anyway, you can interact with my father-in-law if you become a supporter at Locals.
I love that. He's like, I will cut you, Judy. I will cut you. That's the greatest.
This is so sweet.
Put him up.
That's right. Put him up.
The greatest.
Oh my God. Anyway, so the big news of the day, obviously, is that Twitter is now officially owned by Elon Musk. People are freaking out.
I love it. I love every bit of the freak out, don't you? They're like, we don't like free speech. Terrible. No. Did you see what Jeff Bezos said?
I did, but the problem is that people only saw what he said at first and they didn't read through his whole Twitter feed. So the first question he wrote is, interesting question. Did the Chinese government just gain a bit of leverage over the town square? And then, of course, that got retweeted 87 kabillion times. But then immediately after that, he also said, my own answer to this question is probably not. The more likely outcome in this regard is complexity in China for Tesla rather than censorship at Twitter. But we'll see. Musk is extremely good at navigating this kind of complexity. So, of course, only the top tweet is what got attention, right? And everybody was like, oh, my God, you know, Elon Musk is totally in China's pocket, blah, blah, blah.
Right, right. Yeah, I find it very interesting like that. Yeah. And Jeff Bezos and people are freaking out. And not only that, but if it was a liberal who was concerned about China and intruding on our communications, you know, here in China at all, I just find it interesting that a liberal would be concerned about China today, right now? You're concerned today, right now? Like right now, right today? Right, okay, that's weird. Are you delighted? I'm delighted. I'm delighted by this whole thing. I love it.
Totally. One of my most favorite comments that was floating around social media about the whole Elon Musk thing yesterday was, hey, how come the left is so upset about an African-American owning Twitter?
Right. It's so true. It is so true.
Right?
Bunch of racists.
Bunch of racists. That's right. That's right. Okay. So Tucker Carlson back on Twitter. In fact, last night I was at my kids' lacrosse game and I was looking at Twitter really fast and I saw 5 minutes after he posted it, just, we're back.
We're back. We're back.
We're back.
Yeah.
So I do have a clip of Tucker talking about this whole transition. Here he is.
Something a little bit pathetic if you care about democracy and pinning your hopes on one guy. But again, what are our options at this point? So far, Elon Musk has said all the right things. In a statement this afternoon announcing his purchase of Twitter, he said this, quote, free speech is the bedrock of a functioning democracy, and Twitter is the digital town square where matters vital to the future of humanity are debated. I also want to make Twitter better than ever by enhancing the product with new features, making the algorithms open source to increase trust, defeating the spam bots, and authenticating all humans. Twitter has tremendous potential. I look forward to working with the company and the community of users to unlock it, end quote. Now, if that's even half true, how is it not an improvement over what we currently have, where people are arbitrarily banned depending upon the whims of politicians in charge, where the powerful crush the weak to maintain their power? If you think the status quo is better than that, then you're a tyrant. Douglas Murray is.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely true. And so many people applaud that, right? They applaud the crushing of the weak. And if you're that person, shame on you. And so many people have been applauding that. Like, I'm so delighted that this is happening now. And, you know, I don't think Elon is going to make a ton of money off of Twitter. I think a lot of people think
there's no way.
Right. There are stupid people out there who probably think that he's going to make money off of this. He didn't do this for money. I really, truly believe that he did this because he wanted to do something good for democracy, for this constitutional republic. He wanted to do it because, you know, he saw democracy being trampled. And so he bought it and he's like, I want to do something good. And so that makes me like him. That makes me think, okay, Well, this is a billionaire who's doing something good with his money. So good for him, you know? And the people out there, like the Elizabeth Warrens of the world, who are like, billionaires are terrible. There should be no billionaires. Billionaire, down with billionaires. Like, you know, this is a billionaire who happened to see a problem. And he's like, I'm going to do something good with my money. Well, good for him.
Well, and I don't know how anybody would find fault with that statement that Tucker just showed on the screen from Elon Musk. One of the things that he said after he wrote that statement was, I hope that my worst critics stay on Twitter, because that is what free speech is all about.
Exactly.
But my favorite response to that statement was Titania McGrath, who is back on Twitter. If you guys don't know Titania McGrath, she is a complete satire account. She's like 10 times more hilarious than Babylon Bee, even. She's so funny. She's also not a she. The guy that actually runs the account is not a woman, but he's created this woman character. And so her response to Elon Musk's statement was reported.
Oh my God.
I absolutely died. I freaking love that.
I love it. It's so great. That's how it should be. It's like, you know, it's like, I think I said to somebody, I had a family member come at me a couple weeks ago and all this stuff, or whenever this all started, whenever Elon was starting to, you know, sniff around and want to buy Twitter. And this family member was pissed off about it because you can tell that, you know, he's apparently a closet commie. And so he was like, what is your definition of free speech? And I'm just like, oh my God, like, how do you not know what free speech is? The freedom to speak. What it's like, this is not difficult. You know what I mean? It's like, so I gave him my long definition of what free speech was. But I mean, the bottom line is, if you are a schmuck and you say awful things that completely offend me, like if you're Louis Farrakhan and you're an anti-Semite piece of crap, and you say things that completely offend me, I will defend your right to say it, because that is, you know, I will do that. I don't want to hear it and I don't want to be around you and you disgust me, but I will defend your right to say it, because this is America and you have the right to say those awful things. And that's just the way that it is here. And why is it that we have lost sight of that? That's just, I can walk away. I can turn the channel. I don't have to listen to you. I can go. I mean, that's just how it is here. But for some reason, we've gotten to the point in this country where it's like, oh my God, your words offend me, so I have to squelch you. No,
yeah,
that's not how it works here. That's not how anything works here. So, you know, we've got all a bunch of babies running around.
Well, and listen, I don't have the expectation that this platform is somehow going to be miraculously perfect.
No.
Because this is such a hard thing to do and a hard thing to get absolutely right. Because of course now, you know, just like we're celebrating, you know, so is ISIS probably, right? Like, so are terrible, awful, horrible people who are thinking, yay, I get to plot and plan all kinds of evil things. I get to say evil things. So, you know, there's obviously, you take the good with the bad, but I like that Elon's perspective is always to err on the side of free speech. And if you set a limit, which is already set in our society, that you cannot incite violence, clearly call people to violence, then I think that that's a pretty good gauge of whether or not you've met that free speech standard. So you don't yell fire in a crowded theater and you don't call for other people to kill people.
Right. There's a difference between saying, you know, awful things and inciting violence. I think that that's just common sense. And if you don't have that kind of common sense, then you probably should just sit in your house and not walk around society. You know? Because you're pretty much a dumbass. That's another thing, like common sense. It's endangered, you know?
Well, and there was some guy that writes for the, I can't remember the publication. He's some actual journalist who thought he was like getting Elon Musk in this big gotcha yesterday because he tweeted out a link to a previous column that he had written about Elon Musk, which was super critical. And then right next to it, he showed that Elon Musk had blocked him on Twitter. And he was like, see, this is what Elon Musk thinks of free speech. And I was like, no, you idiot. Those are two different things. You haven't been stopped from saying what you wanted to say about Elon Musk. Elon is just choosing not to listen to your shit. And that's completely okay. Those are two different things.
That just shows you that he has the ability to tune you out. That is free speech. That's like the whole premise behind free speech. It's like, I don't have to listen to Farrakhan if I don't want to listen to Farrakhan.
Exactly. You can block him,
right,
but he still has access to the platform even when you block him personally.
Yeah, that's the whole point of it. I don't want to listen to him, so I can block him out. Get a grip. This is what it all means.
I know. It's absolutely crazy. You guys, new special at our friends at Omaha Steaks. If you go to omahasteaks.com and use keyword chicks in the search bar, they are doing a 50% off of their spring grill pack, which don't forget, you can pick and choose the stuff that you want in that grill pack. So you can do all the things. Like if you extra love fillets, get yourself some fillets in there, man. Fill it up with apple tartlets. Get whatever you want. And when you get it, you're also going to get the 4 free steak burgers and 4 free chicken breasts free with that order.
Somebody send this to Robert Downey Jr. Stat. Somebody do it.
Oh my gosh, that would be a great idea.
We may have to do this and just be like, love the chick. Have a filet, Robert, for the love of everything that's holy. Iron Man needs a filet.
OmahaSteaks.com, keyword chicks.
Chicks, do it. Also, consider, you know, looking into our Facebook insiders group because there are a bunch of awesome people, really awesome people that eat steak. Some of them do.
I would venture to guess most of them do. That's just a guess. All right. So Jen Psaki obviously was asked about the whole Elon Musk Twitter hullabaloo yesterday. And here is what she said.
On the breaking news, Twitter agreeing to let Elon Musk go through this purchase. Do you have a response to that? And does the White House have any concern that this new agreement might have President Trump back on the platform?
Well, I'm not going to comment on a specific transaction. What I can tell you as a general matter, no matter who owns or runs Twitter, the president has long been concerned about the power of large social media platforms, the power they have over our everyday lives, has long argued that tech platforms must be held accountable for the harms they cause. He has been a strong supporter of fundamental fundamental reforms to achieve that goal, including reforms to Section 230, enacting antitrust reforms, requiring more transparency, and more. And he's encouraged that there's bipartisan interest in Congress. In terms of what hypothetical policies might happen, I'm just not going to speak to that at this point in time.
When is she leaving?
I don't know. No, it's like she's really drawn this out. It's just like, I thought people are supposed to give 2 weeks notice, and she's like, she's been there forever. This has been the longest damn 2 weeks ever, you guys. The longest. She says the president is concerned about the power that these socials hold. And it's interesting to me because, like, meanwhile, they want so much governmental power. Like, they want the state to be your lord and savior. Like, that's what's so funny. When she makes that comment, I just kind of cringe, you know, because they want the government to wield so much power over your lives. And then, like, she makes that comment, and I'm thinking, I feel like you're full of crap, Jen. I just feel like you're lying there, but okay, yeah.
Well, and she's like, the president's very, very concerned about the power that these tech companies have. And I'm like, the president is, he's not concerned about that. He's concerned about his nap, you guys. I mean, he's not concerned about anything that's actually going on. Okay. That's just not happening.
Did you hear, I don't know if you even have it today because we didn't prep this before we got on, but did you hear about that border guy that was killed?
I do have some sound about that as well. Yes, because Psaki was asked about it, and unbelievably, she is trying to blame your state because the National Guard, the National Guard fellow whose life was lost was working at an operation that was considered to be a Texas operation because he's state National Guard and not directed by the federal government. So she's actually trying to say that because Texas was trying to protect its own border, that somehow he's at fault. Texas is at fault.
Thank you, Jen. I don't believe the White House so far has commented on the death of Bishop Evans, the 22-year-old National Guard specialist who drowned trying to save two migrants. I wanted to give you an opportunity to say some words about
that. Yes, thank you for that, Jackie. And the news of the confirmation that his body had been found was confirmed just a couple of hours ago. I would note that, of course, our heart goes out to his family and to his loved ones. To confirm all the specific details, he went missing on Friday following his selfless efforts to rescue two migrants who appeared to be drowning and who were trying to cross a river in Mexico that went to the United States, went into the U.S., of course. We know that National Guard personnel, including him, risk their lives every day to serve and protect others. And again, our hearts go out to his family. I don't have any, in case you may ask, I don't have any updates at this moment in terms of the president's outreach, but if that is something I can update you on this afternoon, I will let you know.
Does the White House feel any responsibility for his death, given that there's reporting that he lost his life allegedly trying to save two migrants who were smuggling drugs? This is a problem that, you know, the administration has been facing for some time and is obviously, as we've been discussing, getting some criticism on. Does the White House feel at all responsible, and what more can you offer to people who, you know, are on the border, in border communities, who are experiencing loss and trials like this?
Well, of course, we are mourning the loss of his life, and we are grateful for the work of every National Guardsman. I would note that the National Guard work for the states, and so he is an employee of the Texas National Guard, and his efforts and his operation were directed by there, not by the federal government. In this effort, in this apparatus, we've long stated that our immigration system is broken. There needs to be more done to invest in smarter security, to have a more effective asylum processing system. And we would welcome any efforts to for any elected officials to work with us on that.
It's just disgusting.
It's insufferable. These people are insufferable. So no, they take no responsibility. No, we don't take any responsibility at all that young man died because illegals were crossing over because we let them in. We did it. We let them in, and it was their. It's absolutely their fault. It is absolutely Biden's fault and Psaki's fault that this happened. I cannot believe that they bear no responsibility and they point the finger at Texas, like we're not part of the country or something. What the hell?
Well, all she has to do is connect the dots. If somebody said, and why is it that the Texas National Guard had to have an operation there? Mm-hmm. Why do you suppose that is, Jen?
Right.
Then she would have to admit, oh, it's because the border's not freaking secure. Well, why is that? Because you undid all of Trump's secure policies that kept it secure.
Right, because you won't do your job. You're not doing your job. You're not upholding what you're supposed to do. Do your job. And then we wouldn't have to do that. We wouldn't have to have the Texas National Guard in there. All the words.
Oh my God.
And they take no responsibility, zero responsibility. And she said something about the wall. She's like, the wall wouldn't work. This is Trump's fault. I saw something this morning in the Daily Mail about how she was talking about how the wall wouldn't work. It's totally Trump's fault. Like, he thought the wall would work. Well, then tell that to Nancy Pelosi and the wall around her house, Jen.
Yeah.
And all the other people that are in the White House and people that are in Congress and all these people that have walls around their homes. Let's talk to them about the walls that don't work at their homes. Unbelievable. I mean, the arrogance in that woman is astounding.
It never ends. I have one more clip of her in response to the news reports that showed that Hunter Biden's business partner met with Joe Biden in the White House when he was vice president 19 freaking times.
Oh my
God.
Here
is the reporting about it first, and then you'll hear Saki's response.
President Biden claiming over and over he knew nothing about his son Hunter's business dealings. But new reports from the New York Post show that Hunter's closest business partner made at least 19 visits to the White House and other official locations between 2009 and 2015, including a sit-down meeting with then Vice President Joe Biden in the West Wing.
So why would he be meeting with Hunter Biden's business partner if he didn't know anything about Hunter Biden's business?
Yeah, he just maybe, I don't know, it's that whole dementia thing. You can't remember, like nobody knows. It's like, it's madness. And of course, you're going to have people on the left, which you already see. They're like, oh, this is a non-story. This is nothing. This is a right-wing conspiracy. They're just going after him. Why are they doing this? Why are they spending so much time on the story? These people are crazy. Could you imagine if this were a Trump?
Well, Saki was asked about it, and you will not be surprised by her response.
On Hunter Biden, the New York Post is reporting, looking at White House visitor logs, there were 19 visits to the White House while the president was vice president by Hunter Biden's business partner, including one with the vice president. Can you help us understand why that business partner had access and what those meetings were about?
I don't have any information on that. I'm happy to check and see if we have any more comment.
I bet you're going to go back and just check on that, Jen. She's going to turn right around and go back and check on that. She's not going to do any such thing. She's lying. That's all lies. She's not going to check on anything, just so you know.
Oh, yeah. And tomorrow she'll probably say something. That's a question for the Department of Justice.
She's just going to just check on that. Somebody else is going to check on that. She's not going to. No. Mm-mm. She's going to. I cannot with this woman. God, she is an orange disaster. She is a disaster. MSNBC has just gotten a gem in this one. She's just a gem, isn't she?
Oh yeah, she's a gem. Just wanted to remind you, if you have not yet downloaded the Get Upside app, which is free to use, you guys. What are you even doing? If you buy gas, which you probably do, chances are you buy gas, you can get cash back for your purchase when you use the free Get Upside app. And if you download it and you use promo code CHICKS, you will get at least minimum 25 cents per gallon back on your first fill up using the app. And they make it so easy. You literally just look on your little app to see what gas stations are around you, what are the cash back rates that they're offering you, and then you pick one, and maybe one that you've not gone to before, which is cool because you might discover, oh, that's a really good deal. You go, you get your gas, and like with 24 to 48 hours, that amount of cash back is right in your little Get Upside account. You can get it to your bank. You can get it in a gift card. You can just accrue it and wait until you have like $100 of cash back and then decide what you want to do with it. It is fantastic. Try it today. There's really no downside. And, you know, we've talked about the fact that her boss, Joe Biden, apparently has told Obama and has openly said he does plan to run for re-election, which of course is probably making people like Pete Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren and you, Bernie.
Where do you gotta? But why? It's been a while.
It's probably making people like you guys a little upset because you were hoping for another shot at it. Elizabeth Warren was asked about that directly in response to rumors that Bernie would attempt to run again if Biden doesn't, which is mind-boggling.
Can you imagine Bernie running again?
I cannot. But here is what Elizabeth Warren said.
Warren, we learned this week in a leaked memo that Bernie Sanders is not ruling out a run in 2024. If President Biden decides he's not running, we want to be very clear. President Biden has said he's absolutely running. Here you are out with this op-ed. Are you ruling out a run in 2024 should President Biden decide he's not going to make another go?
I'm not running for president in 2024. I'm running for Senate. President Biden is running for re-election
in 2024.
So would
you rule it out,
Senator? I'm supporting him.
Would you rule it out?
You can ask it any way you want, but I'm going to say the same thing. President Biden is running in 2024, and I'm supporting him.
Okay.
Cheerfully.
You heard my conversation.
Yeah, cheer. She went on the Sunday shows and just went on and on and on about how Democrats have been basically a disaster, and the solution is paying off schools, like student debt. That was her solution. She's like, just pay off all the student debt, and then we'll win it. We'll totally win. Which I got to say, that would be the nail in the coffin for Democrats. That's just my personal opinion. If they do that, thinking that they're going to get all these people on their side to woo them with paying off a bunch of student debt, you're going to get a bunch more pissed off people out there. First of all, you're going to ruin the economy. I mean, that just goes without saying, because people are dumbasses when it comes to the economy. Look at what they've done so far. Hello, just look around, you guys. But second of all, you're going to get a lot more pissed off people, because what you're going to get is all these people who worked hard to, one, pay off their own student debts. Two, they paid for their own school. If they didn't have, you know, if they didn't pay off debt, they already paid their way through school. Three, there are people who paid for their kids' school, like me. We've already paid for two kids to get through school. And they're going to be looking around. They're going to be like, wait a second. Do I retroactively get my money back for money that I paid for two kids to get through school and or my own schooling? Do I get my money back? You're going to piss off a whole swath of people if you pay off people's student debts. I mean, it's going to be anarchy in this country if you do that. And so it's not just Republicans. It's not just conservatives who you're going to piss off. It's going to be independents and some Democrats too. I truly believe that. So it would be a huge mistake if they did that. Huge.
And see, she and other Democrats are seeing it as the only way that they can kind of recapture the super leftists that they've lost or who have become apathetic, because they're feeling like they have not been able to deliver on any promise that they made, chiefly among them paying off or canceling student debt. So if they can get that piece done, maybe they get some of those people back. But you're right. It's not enough. It's not enough people to get back when you compare it to the amount of people that would be pissed off because it's so freaking unfair.
Furthermore, I have a question. If they believe so wholeheartedly in climate change, what the hell does it matter to pay off student debt? Everybody's going to die in 8 to 10 years. So why do you care about student debt so much? I don't understand these people. They're mental. I don't get it. All these people that I know, like all these millennials and all these people who are like in their 30s, seriously, these people who I know who are like, that's why they're liberal. If you care so much about climate, then why do you want student debt to be paid off? Because we're going to die in 8 years. Why do you even care? Why do you even care about working at this point? Seriously, I don't care. Like, what is your deal? We're going to die. If you think we're going to die, why are you so hell-bent in paying off debt? I don't get it.
It is a good question.
I don't understand.
Quick programming note. We are going to be on Zuby's Real Talk with Zuby on his podcast. I'm not sure when our particular episode is being released. We're recording it with him today. And so we'll keep everybody posted. But if you're not following Zuby, you should be, because he's totally dreamy and he's got a
dreamy
voice. But also, he's freaking brilliant and really, really good at what he does. And so, plus he's a rapper. He's basically a jack of all trades, and you should absolutely check him out.
Yeah. So we're going to be on his podcast today. We're going to be doing his, and then we'll have our podcast out tomorrow, our deep dive out tomorrow. So stay tuned for that tomorrow. So make sure you're like subscribed to that. And then you guys bring it in. And we will talk to you guys tomorrow. Have a fantastic day.
Bye.
Bye.
we need to talk about our friends at Acre Gold really quickly because we like doing it. It's just a nice way to hedge against inflation and kind of build your portfolio and have some diversity in it. All you have to do is visit getacregold.com/chicks. You can start investing right away. And if you tweet or post at @get_acre, you have a chance to win a free gold bar. All you have to do is just say, here's why I should be the winner. And then you very well may be the winner. So it's getacregold.com/chicks.
Hi, everyone. Steve Hilton here. You may have seen my show, The Next Revolution, on Fox News, but did you know about my podcast, California Rebel Base? I live in California. I suffer, along with millions of people, the consequences of the left-wing madness that we get shoved down our throats all the time by the Democrats who've been in charge here in what is pretty much a one-party state. Well, I've started this show, California Rebel Base, to fight back, to be a platform for all the rebels who are trying to change things and turn things around. And the reason it matters to everyone, wherever you live, is because, as we know, the left-wing madness that starts in California does not end in California. It can infect the whole country. So we need to fight back. To help us do that, make sure you join us at California Rebel Base. You can follow us on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, iHeartRadio, wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to have you part of this movement.